putting us together this morning. It's been a good day to be together. If you have a Bible, if you would please turn to the book of Jeremiah. I'd like for us to just look at one verse in Jeremiah chapter 31 as we bring our time to an end today. We have talked in our song service this morning about the love of God in Christ. And I want us to note a statement that is made in Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 3. We've talked about this in a lesson not too long ago, but I call to your attention the wording that is found. Jeremiah 31, verse 3, "The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, 'Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you.'" Notice in particular there in verse 3, describing God's love as an everlasting love. You know, sadly, in our world today, it is not uncommon to hear people describe themselves as loving someone or something. But what's sad is the fact that far too often we see people that will commit their love to one another at some point in life, and yet then they will get to a point that they'll say, "Well, I don't love you anymore," or that love will fade away. Even when we're not talking about something like that, if we're talking about a loved family member or something like that, we recognize that in this life, those that we love will pass away. Those that we love will only be here for a temporary time. What great assurance it is to recognize that the love that is offered to us by God in Jesus Christ is not a love that is so fleeting. It is not something that will pass with the years. The only condition that rests upon it is our faithfulness unto Him. And even in such a condition, He has loved us when we were sinners. He has loved us by sending His Son to die for us. And all that is asked of us in return is that we accept that sacrifice in loving obedience to His will. If you're here this morning and you've never been obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ, I offer to you a love that is everlasting. I offer to you a love that will never go away. It's better than your grandma loved you. It's better than your girlfriend or boyfriend or husband or wife has loved you. It is an everlasting love. Put your faith in Jesus as the Son of God. Confess that faith before men. Repent and turn from sin that separates you from God, and be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. If as a child of God, sin has gotten its claws into you once again, and you have turned to the world, the Lord has been patient with you. His love has extended time to you to repent. And if we can help you with that, we offer you that opportunity. Won't you come while we stand and sing?
Jesus, a loving shepherd.